I want to talk tonight about being accepted of Christ, accepted of God, what it means to be accepted. The little song that we sang, 454, I love this song. It's like a prayer song, and there's a lot of richness in it. I love all our songs. Our song is kind of like a prayer song. And the first verse, it says, as I come, O Savior, pleading that my soul thou shouldst restore, all I have I now am bringing, thine to be forevermore. I want to think back, those that are saved here tonight, think about when you came to Christ and how you felt. How you felt, you came as a sinner and the Lord saved your soul and you were accepted of God. And, you know, they have a saying out in the world, it's like, will you accept Jesus? You know, will you accept him like we're to do the accepting? Like, you know, well, in a way, yes. But the main thing is if he accepts us, right? Yes. Like, we're not doing, you know, it's like we're doing a big favor if we accept the Lord. Well, what if the Lord accepts us? You know, that's, need a little more volume here.
I'm just wondering if it's on.
Okay. So we need to accept the Lord. We do need to accept the Lord, but we want the Lord to accept us. Are you accepted of God? And all our life, as we live for the Lord, to keep that relationship, to be continually accepted of God, keeping our life clear, keeping our everything clear.
Yes.
You know, before I got saved, there was times in my life, I got saved when I was 18, and I'm 71 now. But I got saved, and I stay saved, and it's only by the grace of God. He accepted me, and he kept me saved all these years from sin, free from sin. And I thank the Lord for that. And, you know, there was times in my life when I wasn't saved. If I'd done something wrong, even as a sinner, I would ask God to forgive me. If I said a word that wasn't right, I would pray in my heart. I could be with my friends, but I would pray, Lord, will you please forgive me for saying that? I had a very tender conscience. You know, that's what God wants us to have all the way. Have a tender conscience to God and to make sure that we're always accepted of him,
yes.
The accepted of the beloved. And you know what it says here? All I have I now am bringing, thine to be forevermore. You know, we didn't have a whole lot to bring the Lord except our heart. That was a big thing, wasn't it? Giving our heart to the Lord and bringing it and making a promise that will be his forevermore. That's a very serious thing, isn't it? And I want to read some scriptures, and I might get back to the song a little bit, but accepted means approved by God, received by God. I just don't count that a small thing that he received me, that he accepted me. And I wanted to please the Lord, and we want to please the Lord. And it says here, I want to read over here, I thought this was very, very precious over here in Ezekiel 20 and 40. It says, for in mine holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them. And there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblations with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savour when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein ye have been scattered. And I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. I was just thinking how the saints are accepted of God and how he sanctifies us and sets us meet for the master's use, you know. And he accepts us and he calls us to serve him, you know, and it says, the song says, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. And, you know, and it's, there's something about loving God. You know, I watch people, and that's the secret. That's the secret of staying saved, is loving the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. It will cause you to do things for the Lord. It will cause you to please the Lord. It will cause you to make your wrongs right. It will cause you to keep your attitude right. And if it goes wrong, you'll ask forgiveness. You'll keep it clear. You'll keep accepted of God. I want to be accepted of God. I want the Lord to accept me and be what he wants me to be. I want you to be that way. I want the Lord to encourage you tonight. Whatever problem you're having, whatever thing you need, just remember, I want to be accepted of Christ. I want to, when my dying day comes, like these dear ones, that God will take me, my soul, to heaven. Yes. And I'll get to enjoy that wonderful place. And over here in Ezekiel 43, I want to read a little bit over there too. In 27, it says, "And when these days are expired, it shall be that upon the eighth day and so forth, the priest shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, saith the Lord God." That's the 27th chapter of 43 of Ezekiel. I will accept you. And then I thought, there's so many good scriptures, but St. John 6 and 37 says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." There's many times when I'm praying with some struggling soul at the altar, and they just, you know, they're having a trouble believing that God will forgive them and accept them. And I read this scripture. He said, if you come to him, he will not cast you out. He will not cast you away. And we must believe that. We must believe it. And I do believe it. Then it says here, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I shall lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Dear saints, I'm encouraged tonight. I know if, you know, it doesn't really matter what matters to people when people die, but I know we're going to go to heaven. I know saints go to heaven or paradise, or, you know, we do go to the better place. And you know, it's worth everything to keep accepted of God. It's worth everything to be like my dear sister that passed away, what she said to me. They're praying for my healing, but it's okay if I go to heaven? I said, well, of course, honey. But that's the sweet spirit that she had. She just wanted to make sure it was okay, you know, because they were praying for her healing. And she's just so sweet. But I said, honey, if you want to go to heaven, that's all right, you know, and just whatever the Lord wants. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the day that we could go to heaven. We could be with Jesus forever. He said he would raise us up at the last day. I believe that with all my soul, since standing behind this pulpit, that the dead in Christ shall rise first. But the thing is, we want to make sure we stay accepted. We want to make sure that we don't drift away. Make sure that the devil don't trip us up or tempt us and cause, you know, everybody's tempted, but we don't have to yield to it. We don't have to displease the Lord on anything. And the Lord will reveal to us. He will reveal to us our attitudes, the way we speak to people. God doesn't want no unforgiveness in our heart. People do us wrong. We got to forgive them. He said, if you forgive, I'll forgive you. And every one of us have had times we've had to forgive people, I'm sure. I'm sure, if you live very long. You know what I mean? But our Lord is able to help us to keep accepted of God. It's the better way, isn't it? It's the better way. And I just thank the Lord. It said, and I will raise him up at the last day. And then over here in Romans 10 and 9, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, we just had Easter not very long ago. Do we really believe that Jesus rose from the grave? Yes, I believe it. I believe we're serving a risen Savior. And you know, it says here, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. He wants us to testify. You know, I don't know anything about your prayer meetings around your heaven. But I'm just saying, dear ones, when it comes prayer meeting time, before prayer meeting coming, Ask the Lord to give you a scripture. Ask the Lord to give you a song. Don't wait to get warmed up by other people's fires. And I have to say sometimes I have done that because I had a busy day and tired. But the best thing to do is keep praying up that day and ask the Lord to give you something to share and testify for the Lord. And I know in a big congregation you might not be able to testify every time. But it says you overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And dear ones, we want to hear all of us testify once in a while. It's just a few people do it, but all of us have something to say for the Lord. It said, confess with your mouth.
Yeah.
The Lord wants you to use your mouth for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, one time I was somewhere, and it was out shopping somewhere, and I was standing there, and I just got thinking about the Lord, and I said, oh, praise the Lord. And she said, what did you say? I said, oh, praise the Lord. She said, I thought that's what you said. And you know, but sometimes it just comes over you. You're not trying to show up, but you're just so happy, and it just comes out. I didn't care where I was. I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. Oh, praise the Lord. We got to be a mouthpiece for the Lord. We got to tell what the Lord has done for us. You know, we don't push things on people, but God gives us opportunities to tell what the Lord has done for us. And we got to use our mouth for the Lord. That's right. The ball games and the people out there, they shout and they do all kinds of things for the ball games. And then sometimes in our services, we're a little too quiet. We need to shout and praise the Lord for what he's done for us. As long as we have a mouth and we're still alive, he said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Use your mouth for the Lord. Praise the Lord and use it and sing. And you know, I have got such a blessing sometimes from hearing somebody testify. You know, and the young people testify for the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't think, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. They don't want to hear me. That's the devil. Is that you overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
Yeah.
You know, the enemy trying to, you know, that's just a little bit of pride when we think that, you know, if we don't come out just right, people are going to think funny of us and all that stuff. Isn't that a little bit of pride? We need to kill that. We need to slay that. We need to do what the Lord wants us to do.
Yes.
And the Lord will, he will bless you for it. Confess with your mouth. You want to be accepted of God? You're going to have to use your mouth. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart, believe in your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear ones, when I got saved, I believed on the Lord. But if I hadn't used my mouth, I wouldn't have got nowhere. I wouldn't have got nowhere. But when I begin to praise the Lord and testify, and years ago, you know, Brother Humphrey used to come here.
Yes.
Well, we lived in Michigan, and he got there, and he was preaching on jewelry and costly ring. Now, you got to remember, I wasn't raised with the saints. And when I got saved, Jerry gave me a little wedding ring, you know, and it meant a lot to me. And so he was preaching, but I didn't have it on that night. I didn't have it on because my hand had broke out with dish soap. It was home, but it was in my heart. But Brother Humphrey was preaching on jewelry, costly ring, cake, rid of them things, you know. And the Lord put his finger on it. He said, you know that ring you got at home? I don't want you to put it back on. He goes, and not only that, I want you to tell the saints that light has come to your heart.
Thank the Lord.
And I said, well, if I tell the saints, I have to measure up. He said, exactly. You tell the saints, you're going to have to measure up.
Yeah.
See? So we got to confess with our mouth.
Yeah.
And so I did, and I didn't put it back on either because I told the saints. Because Grandma would deal with me about things, and I said, well, I learned some of the saints talk, you know. And I said, well, I don't have light on it yet. She told me about that ring. She said, the Lord's going to talk to you and give you about your jewelry. I said, oh, but I don't have light on it yet. She said, well, you will, honey, you will. But, you know, when the Lord puts his finger on it, you got to get rid of it. You want to be accepted of God. And I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm not going in your closets or jewelry. I don't know what you got. But I tell you what, you want to be a saint of God, get rid of it. Please the Lord, get rid of the pants, get rid of the shorts, get rid of, don't sneak around and do them things, ladies. I don't know if you're doing it, but I'll tell you what, the Lord told me I had to get rid of it all. And I wasn't raised with the saints, but you know, he measured me up pretty quickly. Pretty quickly. And grandma had a hand in it, but Jerry's grandma, so she helped me. We got saved at her house. But you know, I never went back. I've never wanted to go back. I like dresses. It's okay. I like them. I like it. I love it. I don't want to look like a man. I want to look like a woman. Tell this world and their evil stuff. I tell you what, man's a man, woman's a woman. There's a difference, and we need to look different. We need to, and we are different. And God made us all. We all both have our contributions to the marriage and all that. That's another message. But you know what? A man's a man, a woman's a woman. That's okay. God made us different, but he loves us the same. He loves us the same. And you know what? God wants us to be what we are. Yes, he does. So praise the Lord. I didn't know how to say all that. But anyway, confess your mouth and believe with your heart. And it says, for with the heart man believeth righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's connected. You have to use your mouth for the Lord to be accepted of the Lord. You know, it's like somebody said they worked on a job or something. They were somewhere. I heard this story. And they said, did you get persecuted? And did you get persecuted for being a Christian? And they said, no, because nobody knew about it. Nobody knew about it because I didn't say nothing. And that's what the devil wants you to be like. Does your neighbors know you're a Christian? Do you tell them? Are you just going to sit around? Well, they don't know about it. So if they don't know about it, I won't get persecuted. Well.
Lord help us.
Excuse me. But, you know, these bodies. But praise the Lord, the soul is so much better. The soul. And the Lord wants us to be accepted of God.
Yes.
And then when it says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. We don't want to be ashamed of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't want to ever be ashamed. We got to tell it like it is. I'm going to tell you, I don't know why I was going to say this, but Jerry and I went on this cruise ship a few years back. I think it was a couple years ago on Easter. It was Easter time, and I didn't know it was Easter time. And we went on it, but the Lord had his hand on it. And they had an Easter service. And they wanted a minister. They wanted saints. They wanted people that sing songs from their churches or whatever. And the Lord, and I was just going to go, and I said, well, Jerry, I don't know if it will be due sectism or not. But if it is, we'll just sneak on out. But I said, I would like to go because it's Easter morning, you know. And when I started to leave, the Lord said, get your Bible because you're going to preach. And I said, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. And he said, get you some scriptures. I wasn't expecting this, saints. I was not expecting it. But there was probably around, I don't know exactly, 400 people. A lot of people showed up. And not just me, but the other ones, I will have to say, the Lord gave them, they sang old-time songs, Amazing Grace, I'll Fly Away, you know, old songs like that. And they didn't have any music or band, they just had sound system. But God bless that service. And I asked the lady that was leading it, her and her husband, I told her I was a minister. I said, would it be okay if I said a few words? And she said, yes. And she didn't know me from anyone. But you know, I preached as hard as I could that little while about Jesus' resurrection. And I told them, I said, you know, I wasn't planning on being on this ship for Easter because I usually with my children. But I said, I'm glad I'm with you as I want to tell you about the Lord. And I want to tell you what Jesus did for me. Yeah. And I just preached my heart. I just preached as I could. Probably the most people I ever preached to. But I want to tell you what. And they weren't with the saints, you know. I mean, they were different. But they're God's people. God made them. And I love them. And I told them I loved them. I said, I love you. And I want to tell you about the Lord. And when after service was over, one man got saved. And then they said he went to the altar. And this, I had something come to me. Go out there and greet those people at the door when they're coming out. And this one little girl, young lady, I'd say young woman, she was crying. Tears were streaming her face. And I said, hi, honey. And she said, oh, she said, I know why you're on this ship, because I needed to hear that. She said, it touched my heart. And I said, what's your name? She said, Kathy, and I live in New York. And there's people from all over the United States. And, oh, praise God. Yes. I'm not saying this to anything about me, but I'm saying God opened the door. We can do things for the Lord if we use our mouth.
That's right.
And all people need to be saved everywhere. Wonderful, wonderful. I'll never forget it. It was so wonderful. And then this other little lady, she came up to me and said, I'm telling you what, if you ever come up on a ship again, I'm charging you to preach the gospel. She said, if you ever go on a ship again, you go up there and tell them you're minister, and you tell them you preach on Sunday. So about four times now I've preached. But it's the Lord. It's just the Lord. It's not me. But I mean, God will put you in places. He'll put you in places. And the seed is cast. And you don't know where it's going to go. But you know, people need to hear the gospel.
Yes.
And want to hear the gospel with our mouth. Yes. Our neighbors need to hear the gospel. I had a knock on the door the other day. My neighbor next door. Anybody knows me, I hope it's okay. But I like little tea parties with my children, my grandchildren, you know. And she kind of knew that, I guess. But she brought me one that was full of Bible, with the recipe. It had a Bible scriptures and a story. Then it had and she goes, you know, I got this book from a state sale, Marcia, and I thought this belongs in your home. And when I got to reading it, it was all, I never got a tea book like that. It had all Bible stories. I told her, I said, thank you so much. But I thought, Lord, help us to be a light to our neighbors. Help us to love them. And I'm working with another one. Her name's Marcia Toon. And I was supposed to go out to lunch with her and help her. She's kind of down. But you know, Lord, help us to know what we can do before our life is over. Yeah. Oh, God, I want to be faithful. I want to be accepted of you. Yeah. But you know, the Lord's not going to take us and use us if we're not clean. He wants us to take clean vessels. And every one of us can be used of God.
Yeah.
God has a work for every one of us. And I tell you, ministers, excuse me, Lord, don't want to have any discouraged ministers. Because you know what? We don't mean to be discouraged. Because we got to help people. So we got to keep accepted of the Lord and keep encouraged. And the enemy fights us sometimes. He fights the ministers. He fights everybody. But he said, greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
And you can come to prayer meeting and give God the glory, not the devil. Give God the glory.
Yes.
See, some people come in. One time this lady come into a meeting and all they were telling about all their troubles. And I even says, hey, we can't talk about our troubles. I tell about my troubles. But I tell that the Lord give victory.
Amen.
And I give God the glory. And this lady said, oh, I don't want to join that church because they all got troubles and problems. They had nothing encouraging. Dear ones, let's put some joy with our problems.
Amen.
Let's tell how we got the victory. Let's, and if we, and we, God will give you some things to say. He will. He'll give you some things to say for him. Oh, praise God. It says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved.
Shall be.
Yeah. Be accepted of God. And you know the scripture that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Most of us know that song, that scripture. by heart. And the verses right after that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved.
Yes.
If we want people to be saved, we don't have to go around condemning people, because they know they need some help. But we want to point to Jesus, that it came to save them out of their problems, save them out of their sins. They can have the victory in Jesus' name. They can come out of sectism. They can come out of her, my people. Be a real saint of God. Get rid of that rubbish. Get rid of that sectism spirit. Be a saint of God. Be what God wants you to be. That's right. Praise the Lord. You know, before I got saved, I prayed for the truth. I prayed for the true church of God. And I prayed that God would send me a husband and that would help me be saved. And I did not know where the true church was. But I told the Lord as a teenager, I know you have a true church.
Yes.
And what I'm trying to say is not the building, but it's the teachings that we teach all God's word.
Yes.
We teach free from sin. We
yes.
teach salvation. We treat, you want to be accepted of God, you got to repent of your sins. You want to be, you got to get baptized and go God's way.
Yes.
I remember up there in Michigan, they were telling me so many things. It was coming fast. And they said, now you got to get baptized. And I said, oh, Lord, help me, Lord, to understand the things I'm doing. I know I follow people, but I want to follow you. And I asked the Lord to give me a song the day I got baptized. And he got open to the song. But they sang the song about down into the flowing river.
Yes.
And I got a hold of it. I understood. It wasn't the water that washed my sins away. It was the blood of Jesus.
Praise.
But it was a witness to the world that I had been redeemed. And that the Lord had washed my sins away. It was just a witness, an ordinance to the world that I'm going to be a new person now.
Yes.
And you know, these things we have to do. We don't just get sprinkled with water. We got to go down into the water like Jesus was.
Amen.
And get baptized.
Praise the Lord.
And then get sanctified with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Not with something out in the world where emotions, we get emotions and all that. But we're sanctified, holy. It's for a reason, not just get emotional, but it's for a reason. The Holy Spirit comes into our body to keep us from sin and to lead and guide us and comfort us. The Holy Spirit sanctifies us, holy. Praise God, and it helps you to live a holy life.
Yes.
It blesses you, and the fruits of the Spirit all come from the Holy Spirit working with God's people. Subject of Christ. You got to go his way. You got to do these things and be accepted of God. Some people, you know, feet washing, we had it not very long ago. Or in service, some people, at Monarch, some people choose that day to go wash and clothes. But dear ones, I'm not judging people. Maybe that's their only day. I don't know. Probably it's not their only day. But dear ones, I'm not judging people. Because I don't have one person in my mind, but I know I've heard it. I've heard it that people do that. But dear ones, we got to love the ordinance service. We got to love God's way.
Amen.
He said it off you do in remembrance of me to do this
yes.
often.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to meet God and say, well, you didn't want to go to the ordinance service. You wanted to go wash clothes. You want to skip out. Oh, no. We want to be accepted of God.
That's
we want to do it.
Amen.
And we want to do what God wants us to do. And,
right.
and like the Catholic Church teaches, that just, no, the body, that bread don't turn into Christ's body. That grape juice don't turn into his body. It represents him.
Yes.
It represents what the Lord done for us. That's what is a represent. It's not some wild thing. It's represents what Christ did for us.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And the humility of washing one another's feet is
yes.
the humility. Jesus, he was the Lord and Master, and he washed the disciples' feet. Remember
yes.
Peter
yes.
said, oh, you're my Lord and Master, you're going to wash my feet? He said, no. And Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, no part with you. And he's, oh, my head, my hands. Lord, I want you to have part with me. So, you know, we got to do what God wants us to do to be accepted of Christ.
Help us, Lord.
We got to do it all, do everything he wants me to do. I'm kind of, you know, like, you know, the saints are used to me at Monarch. I'm there at Ordnance. And one time, one of my little granddaughters was turning 16. They had a party downtown, and they wanted me to come. And I said, oh, dear. But I thought, well, Lord, you know, I'd rather be at Ordnance Service, but I'll go to this little party because they're expecting their grandma to be there. But the Lord knew I wasn't skipping out. You know what I mean? But the saints, when I showed up there, where were you last, Sister Martha?
Uh-oh.
They were asking me all bunch. And I thought, I didn't know they would miss me. But they said, you're always here. Where were you at? But see, we don't think people are looking, watching us. They're watching us.
Yes.
They're what you know, they don't want discouraged preachers, right? And they don't want people doing wrong. And it's okay if we look out for one another. Well, I explained it, you know, best I could. I said I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't want to miss it. That's the only time I can think of. But dear Lord, help us. Jesus is not a hard taskmaster if we have to miss. But he doesn't want us to have it in our heart. He doesn't want us to do it on purpose. You know what I'm going to say? No. He wants us to have a love for God that we want to be accepted in him.
Yes.
Accepted of him. Repent. Be baptized. All these things the Lord wants us to do. Ephesians 2. You know, it's a gift of God. We're saved by grace. And some people kind of get this mixed up a little bit. Because it's not saying that we don't have good works. But it's God. It's Jesus has done it all.
Thank the Lord.
He saved us by his blood. I couldn't be saved without his blood. I couldn't be sanctified without his Holy Spirit. I couldn't do anything without the Lord. You know what I mean? And it produces good works. But we don't want to get mixed up and just think, I got a whole good list of good works, so I must really be right with God. We want to be accepted of God because we did the right things that the Lord, the Bible teaches. Not because we did great works. What's it say about the people at the end of time? They said, did not we cast out devils? Did not we do this? He said, depart from me, I didn't know you.
Right.
What was wrong with those people? They had the wrong thought. They had the wrong thoughts somehow. They got mixed up. Help us to beware that we don't try to boast in our works.
Yes.
And we need to only boast in Jesus Christ and his, by grace we are saved.
Yes.
No, they said about a preacher, he was dying, and he'd went many miles for the Lord and done lots of preaching. And they said, how is it? You know, you've done all these things. He said, don't talk about them things I did. He said, I'm dying, and I'm only pleading the blood of Jesus right now.
Praise
to take me to heaven.
Praise.
And that's how I feel. I know, you know, I've probably done some things for the Lord. I haven't kept count. But you know what? I'm going to plead the blood of Jesus when it comes. Sister Fields, my time to die. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus. I'm pleading that I will cross over and go to heaven. By his grace, I was saved. Not at works. Oh, Ephesians 2. You understand what I'm saying? Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Yes.
Not of works, lest any man should boast. So we have good works, but we got to be careful that we keep focused. Like that song that Brother Carl calls, Prince of Glory condescended. He has favored me.
Yes.
You know, he's the one. He died on the cross. His blood has did all this for us.
Yes.
It is a gift of God. Praise the Lord. So we know it's a gift of God. In Acts 4 and 12, there is no other way that we can be saved. It's only through the Lord. Only through. You know, I know sometimes in these sect churches, they want you to join their church, and they want you to get in their book. But our names are written in the book of life.
Yes.
That's right.
My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear.
Yes.
Wouldn't be no good for me just to have a name in a book down here, a book that can be destroyed by fire, a book that could just, you know what, burn to ashes. But when I got my name in the book of life in heaven,
praise the Lord,
praise the Lord. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We can get happy about that.
Yes.
Oh, man, don't have to join a church. We get saved by Jesus. That's how we're accepted of him. It says here, we go to church. We go, with the saints. We go to the chapel. But it says here, Acts 2 and 3, 38. Praise the Lord. What does it say here? It says, then Peter said, I'm not getting the right one. Acts 2 and 38. Well, I'm going to read this. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that's another thing. The Lord's not going to give the Holy Ghost to someone that's not saved from sin. I know of a church that these people would be smoking cigarettes, living in adultery, and they said they got the Holy Ghost. No, it don't work that way. You've got to be accepted of Christ. You've got to be saved from sin. You've got to be pure before the Holy Ghost will come in your body. You've got to be pure. There is no sin that will go to heaven. No sin. You got to be pure. You got to be godly. You got to be what God wants you to be. And here's this what I want. Acts 4 and 12. It says here, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's only through Jesus. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life.
Yes.
We want to keep focused that we're accepted of Jesus.
Yes.
You know, people could think that we're just really saved, and maybe we're not. Maybe we're sneaking around. Maybe we're doing things we shouldn't be doing. Only God knows, really, right?
Thank you, Lord.
But we want to be accepted of God. Accepted of God. And people will see the fruits of our spirit. They will see that. But we want to make sure we keep accepted of Christ. And not just for a little while. Just, you know, I'm grieved that sometimes people start out good and then you see them again and they don't seem happy. They don't seem like Jesus is reigning in their life. Something's went wrong. The enemy has come and tries to get people discouraged. But, you know, we want to keep happy. We want to keep accepted of God. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, is there anything, attitude, anything? Anything you're not pleased with, Lord, I want to ask you to forgive me. I want to be accepted of you. I want to go to heaven. I want to be accepted of you. This little song, I have done what thou hast taught me. From the world have turned aside. I know, Jerry's grandma, she taught me. The Bible teaches making your wrongs right. And I've had people argue with me. Well, if Jesus saved you, you don't have to make your wrongs right. Well, here's an example. If your neighbor was living next door and you got mad at them when you weren't saved and you threw a rock through their window, broke their window, and they had to pay for it, and you get saved now, and they're thinking about what you did, you don't think you got to make that right? You don't think you got to go say, you know, I got saved, will you forgive me? And if you want some money for that window, I'll give it to you. They might not want the money. But you know what? You got to make it right.
Lord.
You got to get these things made right.
Amen.
Whatever God, it's not what I don't know about your life, but Jesus does. If he tells you something, you don't want to get under accusation, but if he tells you to clear up something, you need to clear it up. You need to keep accepted with the Lord.
Yes.
And you said, God says restore. Remember the man that was in the tree?
Zacchaeus.
He said, if I have taken anything, you know he did. If I've taken anything by false accusation, I'll restore fourfold to them. You just tell him the Lord what all he'll do. And he said, this day salvation has come to your house. That's the kind of people God works with. He wants us to be accepted of him. He wants us to do everything we possibly can to be pleasing the Lord. So no other name. And the song says, from the world I have turned aside. Some people don't turn away from the world, but we got to turn away from the world, saints. When I wasn't saved, I liked to go to the fairs. And I'm not saying if you went down and looked at some animals or something, I'm not saying that. But I like to go and ride the bullet. What the bullet is like you're straight here and you turn upside down, you turn upside down. And as a teenager, I liked all the thrills, you know. But when I got saved, God took that out of my heart. And I want the roller coaster anymore. They're scary. I don't want the roller coaster. Well, you think you could ride a roller coaster and still be safe? Possibly. But I tell you what, you might be doing a lot of praying. You might be a lot of praying that, Lord, if I get off this roller coaster, I'll never do it again. They're scary. But I'm just telling you. I know. But we got to give up the world. Turn away from the world. And you know, the Lord puts us to the things I used to love, I now hate. He changes you, right? You don't want those things. You just don't want them anymore. You turn away from the world. From the world, what is your world? Turn the world, have turned aside. Let me be a holy temple where thy presence may abide. You know, sometimes they think the saints are strict. Oh, I guess maybe some of our teaching might be strict to somebody coming among us. Well, they might think the long sleeves or three-quarter-length sleeves or whatever you think you can do. But I'm just telling you, it's work for the saints.
Thank the Lord.
It's work for the saints, right?
Yes.
It's the Holy Spirit's came into our bodies and he's blessed us. He gives us messages. He gives us songs. He works with us. So I think modest dress is a good thing. I think that God is working with us.
Thank the Lord.
I don't want to change that. I want the Lord to be pleased. You know, there's lots of things you could still be borderline. You could still be saved. I'm not trying to be preaching too high, but I'm trying to say, when I first came with the saints, I was understanding. And I had short sleeves on at Monarch. And I looked at these saints and the women, and I thought, I look so different. And I was really saved. And as they walked by me there, I was praying to the Lord, Lord, could you help me to be a Christian like them? Could you help me to be a saint? See, I had salvation, but I didn't understand. But the Lord helped me to understand, and I started measuring up. See, that's the difference.
Thank the Lord.
People got to understand, and you got to bear with them a little while. You got to love them anyway. I'm not trying to be too harsh. I don't even know why I'm saying these things. But I'm just saying, but when you want to please the Lord, you know, if we're going to go to service together, we need to be equal. We need to believe it. Equally. We need to believe the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And then God works with that. Unity. Unity and holiness. And oh, saints, it's wonderful.
Lord.
This week there, it says, I am hoping in thy mercy, not in that which I can do. And I know thou failest never. To my soul that will be true. Not a thing am I withholding. All is on the altar laid. Now I claim thy promise boldly and no longer am afraid. I'm going to tell this story because you don't know the person. But I'm not going to say, I'll be careful how I say it. But there was a sister that she was wearing some makeup. And she was saved. She was wearing this makeup. And she had a dream. And she had a dream that she'd go up a little ways, Jesus had came. She'd go up a little ways, and she'd fall down. And she dreamed she'd go up in the sky a little ways, and she'd fall right down. And she said, Lord, what does that dream mean? And he's put his finger on it. That makeup you wear. You know better. You got to get rid of that. See, but he bore with her. He gave her a dream.
Yeah.
And then she said, I gave it up and I got accepted with the Lord. The Lord will bear with people for a while. And then all of a sudden, enough is enough. Because he's caring about our soul, right?
Yes.
Where it will lead us, see. You might think, well, I just wear this little bit of makeup. But you know, where is it going to lead you? It might lead you far away from the Lord.
Yes.
It might. It could. Anyway, God help us. I don't know how to say all those things. But anyway, don't withhold from God. Put it on the altar. Now I claim thy promise boldly and no longer am afraid. Thou hast said thou wouldst receive me. Now are my earnest plea denied. Now I know I am accepted. On thy promise I rely. One more scripture, Lord willing. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You know, it says here, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body. A lot of people in the world, they say, you know, I can be saved inside, but my body can do whatever it wants to do. Mm. No. It says, your spirit, your soul, your body be preserved blameless.
Yes.
Unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God cares about the body, cares about the soul, cares about the spirit, cares about it all. Place me, I want to please the Lord.